Proclamation number 6800, dated the April 7th, 1957. Father-child relationship with God. You enter into the right relationship with me when you see your Father in me and not merely your God and Creator of eternity. For I want you to become children who entrust themselves to their Father with love. I don't just want to be feared and revered, but be wholeheartedly loved, so as to be able to delight you with my infinite love. I want to achieve a true father-child relationship, because this is supported by love for me. When I created you, I was only able to externalize you as created beings, even though I furnished you with all gifts to the highest extent. I was indeed able to permeate you with my burning, all-consuming love, but I was unable to force you into accepting this love and responding in kind, because such reciprocated love could not be as pleasing to me as the love freely granted to me by my child. Only love bestowed upon me in free will induces happiness, and I constantly invite my living creations on earth to grant me this kind of love, because this love will also result in their inconceivable bliss. The beings, having voluntarily remained with me when the great fall of the originally created beings happened, can certainly also be called inconceivably happy, for they are constantly permeated by my love and thus they are also glowing with love. Nevertheless, the degree of love and bliss between them and my true children differs. But the former can still attain this degree if they likewise voluntarily travel the path which allows them to attain the childship to God as well, the path across earth for the purpose of a mission. In the case in the beginning they consider themselves, like any other person, as God's living creation and must establish the relationship of a child with its father of their own free will. However, every person is capable of doing so. Every person need only hand himself over to the power he can acknowledge as God and Creator, if he is of good will. As a result of the human being's devotion to this power, the father will take hold of his child and draw it to himself. Then the child will lose all shyness, all fear of him. Then it will trustingly come to me and start to love me with the love of a child which feels a close bond with its father, but which also submits itself to him with profound humility, which does not want to sadden him but also desire his love, otherwise it is not happy. Then all its thoughts and intentions will be inclined towards me and the hitherto existing separation will be revoked. Then my living creation will have become my child and the goal I set myself when I created it will have been achieved. And the goal you were given for your life on earth is to establish this true father-child relationship with me. As long as I am merely your God and Creator, whom you certainly revere and fear, you will still be very distant from me, for then you will still lack the right kind of love which urges you towards me and also recognizes the Father in me. My illumination of love cannot as yet affect you to the extent that it kindles your love, and thus love will strive towards love. The love of a child for the father is a different love than you feel for your God and Creator. True love always seeks unification, and the union with me will always ever be one of the child with its father, because I am, after all, your father from whose love you emerged. And once you have established the correct relationship, you will also know how close I am to you and how much I participate in my child's every experience, even the smallest. And you'll even come to me with the smallest request yourselves, because you will lose all shyness towards the one whom you love and honor as your father, because you hand yourselves over to him with childlike trust, and this love will not deny itself. It will constantly give pleasure to the child which has found its way home to the father and is devoted to him with burning love. Amen.